Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We're going to be considering Prayer Changes You, Part 2. And today we are going to consider the life of Daniel. Prayer Changes You, Part 2. Praise the Lord. Daniel chapter 6. Praise the Lord. So in chapter 6, verse 1, Bible says, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Praise the Lord. Now, if you jump to verse number 6, it says that then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the counselors, and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or any man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altered not. Praise the Lord. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Look at verse number 10. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Praise the Lord. So they went to the king, and they spoke to the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altered not. Praise the Lord. Last time when we met, we learned that one of the key variables of prayer is answer. Answers to prayer. But also we learned that even though that is very popular in our minds, prayer does much more than just getting answers from God. And so we need to explore what the real purposes of prayer are. And one of the things we learned last week is that prayer will introduce the light of God into your human spiritual space, where the Holy Spirit resides. It will also allow the glory of God to burst in you. We also learned that when you wait upon the Lord, your strength is renewed. So in prayer, your spirit also gets renewed strength. Are you with me? And then we concluded the matter and said that we were going to pray and pray and pray and pray. So it is important that with this strength, the Bible said in Isaiah 40, that you will mount up with wings as eagle. You will walk. You will run. You will be a superman. So we need to get into the nitty-gritties of why a believer must pray. Because prayer is communion with the Holy Spirit. It's communion, fellowship with the Holy Spirit, who is inside of us. And when we do that, our spirit gets to yield and begins to use the capability of its elasticity so that You have a big God living inside of you, but if your spirit is so small and so weak and is inflexible or rigid is the word, and not yielded, you find out that even though you have the most powerful God living inside of you, you yourself may not be so powerful because you have not allowed space, or you have not created spiritual space for the nature of God to take its full measure inside of you. So, I mean, this is an important service so that we explore further what the purpose of prayer for a believer. Why should I pray? Why should I pray? Daniel, in the Babylonian system, the king decided that he was going to pick 120 leaders. And out of them, he chose three presidents. And Daniel was chosen as the president of the three over the 120. Then Bible said, then ensued envy towards Daniel among the people he was serving with. So this is, Daniel is a type of Christ. It's a shadow. Because in fact, I was reading today and I realized that when they put him in the lion's den, whatever was done was the same thing that was done to Jesus during his trial. The king signed with his signet ring, and Daniel was put in the lion's den, and then a stone was put at the mouth of the den. I mean, signifying the trial, the burial of Christ. Same thing. Are you here with me? But he came out signifying the resurrection of Christ. So it's a typology, a shadow of the Christ to come. And so Jesus is teaching us, or the scriptures are teaching us about a very important something. So Daniel, he found himself in a hostile world, like a believer who is on earth as a transient agent who belongs to the kingdom of God. So the Bible says that though we are in this world, we are not of this world, because we belong to God's kingdom. And we are here to represent him in a very dark world. This is a Babylonian system. This is a very hostile environment. And so like Daniel, so are we here. Are you with me at all? Look at verse 3, please. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. So the spirit that was in Daniel made him to be preferred to the rest of the people. We have a different spirit from the spirit that the world has. That's why last week we laid a foundation that the spirit of the world, the spirit of Satan, could live in a man. But we have the spirit of God living in us. And Daniel became the person who was put over everyone, or who was favored above every one of them, because he had a different spirit. That spirit was an excellent spirit from the Lord. Praise the Lord. And as a result of that, he was put over the whole realm. So we are here. We have the spirit of God living in us. And as a result of that, we have favors. We have what? First of all, we have favor before God, and that translates into us having favor before men, before kings, before great people. Now, this spirit of God in us, that gives us favor and makes us attractive to great men, also brings attention of envy upon us. And that envy makes this world a very hostile environment for the believer who has the spirit of God. And so when you read, the Bible says that these other presidents who were serving with Daniel, they sought for an occasion to have fault with Daniel, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was what, faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Guy of integrity, dignity, discipline, very spiritual. So this is like an ideal picture of a believer. Is that also great? Now, someone like this is very innocent, very faithful, has integrity, is not corrupt, is a great guy, prayerful guy. Nothing is wrong with him. Then envy ensues. So when you are in a world like this, your prayer will not stop the envy from coming. Your integrity will not stop the envy from coming. Once God favors you, you have to be prepared for envy and all manner of attacks. Please, can you talk to somebody? Once God favors you, that is an advertisement for a lot of attacks from all quarters against you. So get ready. Anytime you are asking God for favor, what you don't know you are asking for is envy and attacks from spirits and wicked human beings. If you are here, say, I am here. So the people, out of envy, they went to the king and they said, King, you need to establish a decree that in the next 30 days, no man should pray asking any God or anybody of anything except they are asking you. They must pray to you. And Daniel, being a proper Jew, will not bow to any human being, regardless of who you are. So they knew that the way they could just get him was to go by the spiritual route. Are you here? I'm telling you something. They said that the way we'll get access to this guy and destroy this guy is to find fault with his way of managing his communion with his God. So let's go the route of his prayer. Because we have tried giving him bribe, it's not working. We're giving him woman, it has not worked. Do you understand? Sometimes they will try morality, corruption, and all of that. It won't work. You are not interested. So the devil will come by the channel of your prayer to try to dilute, to try to make you compromise, reduce the quality, the degree, and the fellowship you have with the Lord. It's an attack. And the most important area Satan seeks to attack is to find a way to deal with your communion with the Holy Spirit. We can't do anything about this, Daniel, except we find against him concerning the law of his God. And for him, concerning the law of his God, was that his custom was that every day he prayed 3 times. At least. 3 times. And he said that the way to get a person who is favored, the way to get a person who is, you know, designed to rise, is to look for an occasion against him when it comes to his communion with his God, with the Holy Spirit. Are you here at all? How? Saluka Parasa. So they said, let's look for his channel. Concerning Samson, they tried everywhere. They saw the guy is too much. They say, where lieth his strength? For a believer, your strength lies in your spiritual portal with the Holy Spirit. Once that space gets infiltrated, you start getting weak. Once that space gets infiltrated, you start losing your power to walk in favor. You start losing your attraction. You start losing very important variables that have been designed to bring you to the place of glory, fulfillment, and preservation. But he said that this guy, if we get him, let's look for his prayer life. Please ask somebody, have you been gotten because your prayer life has been gotten? Did they get you like that? Have they gotten you like that? Have they gotten you? And that's how the devil wants to get you. When the devil tries everywhere, you are not responding. It will come through your spiritual space. Anything that diverts your attention from communing with the Lord, communing with the Holy Spirit, first of all, in your private space, secret business, secret space, you are being gotten. If you have lost your personal way with the Lord, praying, seeking the face of God, that means that the manipulation has worked. That means that the devil has succeeded. That means that the arrow that was shot has landed. Are you here at all? Am I preaching too much English? But the scripture is there. It's very clear. It's very clear. They brought Jezebel. It didn't work. They brought money from their shrine to add to your money. It still didn't work. Are you here at all? So now they just are bringing TikTok into your spiritual space. They are bringing things into your spiritual space. If we can deal with his prayer life, if we deal with his prayer life, it will make him liable to, you know, things that will go into that. Praise the Lord. So they designed a program, a product, a strategy against Daniel's intense and consistent prayer life. No one should petition any God. That's don't pray at all. Except you are dealing with human beings. That's when you take your eyes off the Holy Spirit and human beings who are powerful in your life, who are helpful to your life, who are people of substance to your life, authority figures, now become your idols. They become demigod to you. Your husband has become a demigod to you. Because of husband, you can't fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Because of wife, you can't fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Is it a difficult message? Because of job, because you are a president of the presidents, and you need to stand, be in good standing with the king, you have to abandon your prayer life so that you will be in good standing with man. But watch this. So good standing with man is terminable, has expiry. So when that man expires, and this king, he expired. Daniel went on to serve with another king. That one expired. Daniel was. So that is that, you see, your sustainability is in the fact that you are connected to the Holy Spirit. It's a consistent space you don't have to lose. But preaching around, singing around, churching around, that one is not powerful. It's just a normal routine without power. So they said that let's design. Please, I would like you to note that whether you like it or not, Satan has already designed something for us this year. The design is already on ground. It's a design for distraction. It's a design for offense. Daniel is supposed to be very offended about this kind of thing. So you can imagine that all of them were with one accord. Only Daniel did not agree to that kind of proposal. So he became a loner. Only him. And the whole design was against him. This world, governed by Satan and darkness, has not been designed to favor your cause. Yes. It has been designed to make sure that you disconnect with your source so that it will take over you. And when you have Christ in you, the real activation of your connection and fellowship with the Lord is in the word and in prayer. That's why the apostle said that we will give ourselves to the ministry of the word and prayer. The rest, serving tables, can be a distraction. You must know what is primary and what is secondary, what is core and what is peripheral. You must understand. So Daniel was there. And then the Bible said that when the king was told, they told the king, Daniel heard this thing immediately in verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem. Ask someone, do you have a chamber? Do you have a prayer chamber? Do you really have a prayer chamber? You see, it's too powerful. You know, if you look at the geographical connection of this place, the prayer chamber, the where Daniel's house was, and the window he opened, and the direction that he faced, or the direction of the window that looked toward Jerusalem, was the direction that looks away from all the hustle and bustle of the city. So that he turned his back to everything that was happening in the city and faced his God. Just face his God. I don't see any human being. I don't see business. I don't see what is happening at my back. I'm just facing my God. Praise the Lord. And he knelt on his knees 3 times a day and prayed. Some people kneel down, they never pray. Kneeling down is not the prayer. The prayer is a communion with the Holy Spirit. Don't use style. Use because you are on your knees, but you are not praying. Some people on their knees sleeping. On your knees resting. That's a serious matter. So if you be on your knees and you sleep and not pray, then stand on your ground and pray to your God. Because the posture really doesn't matter. It's a communion that matters. Praise the Lord. Somebody is saying that, oh, when we kneel, it's a sign of humility. True, but false. Because humility is not in knees. Humility is an issue of the heart. Because when you drop 60, you won't be able to kneel like that. 70, you won't be able to kneel like that. Do you understand? So if you are unable to kneel because your bones are not allowing you, does that mean you are proud? He knelt and prayed. Please, whatever your style or posture or whatever your mind is, make sure that in that prayer chamber, the real thing you are doing is communion with the Holy Spirit. He prayed to before his God, as he did aforetime. You see, that word there is beautiful. If you were to properly, you know, rewrite this particular sentence, as he did based on his custom, his culture, as he did time and time and time again. This is just a repetitive action. This is his custom. 3 times a day, minimum, he's praying. Minimum requirement to walk in sustainable favor. Minimum requirement. Minimum requirement to be attractive in the high place. No wonder Muslims, 5 times a day, they are not praying to your Holy Ghost though. But they are doing oblation 5 times a day. This universe is accommodating them massively. You and I, we are kneeling with our prayer. And so, this Daniel prayed. I mean, once the issue, he didn't go to negotiate. He knew that the matter, the law of the Medes and the Persians, it says that it's unalterable once the king signs and especially seals it with his signet ring. So even when the king did that, the king was very perplexed because he really loved Daniel. So why do we pray? You will find out that this Daniel was put in the lion's den. Sunday school story. And when he was put in the lion's den, we are not told that he prayed inside that lion's den. We are not told. But we can make inference from the fact that his custom was that he prayed 3 times a day. Now, he praying in the lion's den is not important because we know that those families, those leaders that conspired against him, when Daniel was delivered and they were thrown into the den, they and their families, they didn't land. Now, you have to land alive to pray. But they didn't land. So, if Daniel landed, the real miracle is that he landed. Are you here at all? I'm saying something. You see, sometimes when I'm saying something, you don't know I'm saying something. But I'm saying that I'm saying something. Now, the Bible said, when Daniel landed in the den, this is powerful. In verse 19 and 20, the Bible said, then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Thy God, whom thou servest continually, has he been able to deliver you from the lions? And look at, then Daniel said unto the king, live forever. That means that the guy was alive. My God has sent his angel and has shut the mouth, has shut the lion's mouth. Not one lion. You can see that the apostrophe is after the S. He has shut the mouth of all the lions that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. But just watch. In verse 20, he said, and when he came to the den, that's the king, he cried with a lamentable voice unto him, because the king loved Daniel. People can love you but can't help you. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lion? So we need to interrogate this scripture well, based on the context of this chapter and the story. Because I have preached about the fact that the king recognized that Daniel was a servant of the Most High God and was serving God continually. So serving God continually will bring you deliverance. True, and it is replete in scripture. That thought is there. But in this context, the key continual event happening in Daniel's life, it's not any table he's serving. The key event consistently happening in Daniel's life, in the purview of the king, is the event that has brought trouble to this Daniel. What was in the purview of this scripture and in the purview of the king was the fact that Daniel was continually praying. That, I believe, is one of the things that the king is referring to as serving your God continually. That's one of the things. Because most of the things Daniel is doing, we are not seeing it. But we know that we are told that he is faithful. Are you here at all? We are told that the guy is incorruptible. But he said the God, your God that you serve continually, and what Daniel was doing continually in this chapter was prayer. At least 3 times a day. So by application, when the Bible says someone serves God continually, one of the definitions is that you are a consistent prayerful person with the Holy Spirit. That you are consistently engaged in communion, in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That is one of your foremost definition of service. That is ministering to the Lord and the Lord ministering to you. You are in the presence of God. Availability to the Lord is your first key definition of service. Not even doing things for the Lord. Just being available to commune with Him, because you can be doing everything for the Lord and you have no connection with Him. So God will rather have someone who is continually with Him, seeking His face, communing with Him. That person can be made to do so much more. But you can be doing so much more and have no relationship with the Lord. That's our continual service. That's why he said that you did miracles in my name. Blah, blah, blah. But when you came, he said, I don't know you. Because your prayer life is nothing to write home about. Your connection is nothing to write home about. There are people in this church, if you call for prayer, they won't show up. Anyway, you know that when we call for spirituality, you won't show up. We call for Bible study, you won't show up. Prayer, you won't show up. You are not a servant who serves God. You are not available. You are unavailable in the presence of God. Oh, I'm feeling this message. How many minutes, sir? You are not available. You have to be available in the presence of God. Tell somebody, being available to the Lord, sharing fellowship with the Lord is important. The Lord came into the garden and said, Adam, you see, God did not deal with the sin of Adam first. He dealt with his absence first. Say, Adam, where are you? Where are you? I'm looking for your availability. I can't find you. Where are you? You have to be absent before we start investigating your sins. This one that you are hiding is the biggest problem is that I'm expecting you to appear before me and you are hiding behind a tree. That tree can be your wife, your husband, your work, your money. You have gotten some contract, you have gotten. You just look at the kind of tree that is making you hide from presenting yourself before the Lord. Hey, you're making me preach something. So be available. This is your availability to the Lord is your foremost service to the Lord. Availability in the presence of God. You are doing everything. You are not available. You are a useless pastor. You are a useless singer. Useless usher. You are a very useless church member. You're just coming around. You are just available to yourself, available to the king. You're available to everyone, but you are not available to the Lord. Daniel was there morning available, afternoon available, evening, 3 times at least in a day, sometimes more. That's why the king said, you do it continually in all the time series and seasons. Please ask somebody, are you available? When was the last time you were available to the Lord? Serving God continually means that you are consistently in prayer, communing with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. We have to read the Bible in context. Then the miracle is, the king is saying that, Daniel said that, king, live forever. I'm alive. Why do we call it a miracle? Because the other people, they didn't survive in the air. And the difference between the other people and Daniel is just Daniel's communion with the Holy Spirit or with the God of Israel. Because Daniel is, in fact, if you read verse 1, you see that he is of the same class as them. Are you here? He became a president. They were presidents. Then he was made a president of the president. But that's it. They are colleagues. Same credentials. The reason why they were devourable and Daniel was undevourable was because Daniel was consistently praying to his God. One of the purposes of prayer is to make you unattractive undevourable by satanic wild principalities or entities. If they would throw you into the den of witches and you will be unscratched, your body unscathed, is because in the place of prayer, God makes you, the prayer changes you. It's not a man, you won't have time to pray in the lion's den. That's not why you are praying that God bring me answer, bring me deliverance. No, as you have been praying consistently 3 times a day, serving God continually, you become unattractive, undevourable to principalities and powers. That is, this prayerlessness is making you meet for the devil. That as you are praying, this is how you are becoming in the spirit. Are you here at all? Kulasa parata, ikualabadaya, ishole peni kataya. Are you a very savory meat? Are you venison for the entities? Or you are an abhorrent to them? Is this some people that say that I don't eat lobster? But then when they eat it, they feel like dying. This is how you should become to devils. They should be allergic of your soul. This guy's soul is untrappable. It's undevourable. This guy's soul is not desirable. You are there and Satan has desired you. But as you are praying, God is changing you. You see, as you are in the presence of God is changing because devil doesn't chew God. So as you are praying and you are getting changed daily to resemble him from glory to glory, you will find out that God had to kill Moses himself. Death didn't take Moses. God was too glorious that death could not hold him. He could not be devoured by death. Same with Jesus. Too glorious that he couldn't die. Can't be devoured. As you are praying, Zenua Kilasa, the spirit is entering you, sir. Your spirit is now reflecting on your soul. It's just doing your body some kind way, making you become another product, another entity in the spirit. That lions that have been hungered for days will see you and forget that they have appetite for food. They see this one, they say, this is a different food. This is not lion's food. This is a spirit. Don't eat spirit. Don't eat prayerful person. The whole prayer has just transmogrified your life. My own English. Shakwala kapata. Ila kuata lapata. Ask somebody, are you chewable? Do you know why you are chewable? It's not because Christ is not in you. It's because the prayer has not taken you to a level where you will not be chewable. But at this level, with Christ inside of you, with the Abra, you will still be chewable. You will still be chewable. Chewable. Pepepe. And you see, the serious issue is when Daniel was speaking. 5 minutes, we can end the matter.
I believe.
Now. You are making whatever witches eat, whatever demons, altars of the devil, whatever they feast on, you are making yourself unattractive. You can't be on that menu. The prayer is just, you won't see you, but as you are consistently in the presence of God, you are changed. Then Daniel said, King, live forever. 22, beautiful scripture. He said, my God has sent his angel. You see, We talk about angelic assistance when we pray. But I'm telling you that Daniel did not have time to pray. But the prayers he has been doing before had made God to put angels on his matter. That when he didn't have the opportunity afforded him by time to pray, angels were already on assignment. No, it's your consistent prayer. You ought to have employed their services long ago before the issue of going to the lion's den arose. Then Daniel said that, he said, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. Have you seen? Have you seen that? His consistent prayer is the reason why he's unhurt. He said, then he's explaining why he has not been hurt. Oh, what a word. He said, for as much as before him, before who? Before God. For as much as before him, innocency was found in me. Now, the question is, according to the setup, watch it, that nobody should pray to any God, nor ask petition of any man except the king. Was Daniel innocent? Naturally, he was not innocent. Because it was a law. He had broken the law. But Daniel is showing us something beyond the law. That when you are a child of God in a Babylonian system, your innocency is not just conformity to the natural laws. But your innocency is defined by your consistent appearance in prayer with the Holy Spirit. That is what is seen as innocent in the spirit before the court of heaven. That this man's case being tried before spirit and before God, Daniel is not guilty because he's praying all the time. He's in the presence of God. You are not innocent though. Look at somebody, do your hand like this. You are not innocent. Have you seen that? No. This is a very serious matter. Have you seen that? Listen. Okay. Dula fatuka mataya. Can you see that Daniel being a Jew and living after his Jewish principles, like a Christian would decide that I will not be corruptible. Are you here? Made him guilty before the king, before the law. When, because you are a Christian, because of your Christianity, you are making the right choices not to do what is wrong, you will be guilty. As far as the wicked spirits of this, that's why, you see, people in your family who don't serve the Lord and sleep around, they get pregnant anyhow. By you, you say because of the scripture, thou shalt not fornicate, thou shalt not do this. You won't get pregnant because you're boo for the da da da. When you are a Christian, you use your faith in this hostile world of darkness to do what is right in the eye of your faith. You are guilty. Guilty until you stand consistently before your God in prayer. It is your God who will pass you innocent. Not the system of this world. You know, say, oh, I'm a child of God. That, but you see, doing all of that and not being consistent in the presence, in your fellowship with the Holy Ghost, you are in trouble. You are in serious trouble. God is the only judge. He will pass you innocent. And you are innocent because you are, as a child of God, consistently communing with the Holy Ghost, staying in prayer, so you can't be hurt by any means possible. They tried all means. It didn't work because this guy was always in the presence of God, and there is no arrow that has access to the presence of God. And when you are in the presence of God, this is your best preservation, best protection. And prayer gives you access to commune practically with the Holy Spirit and makes you unattractive to any form of distraction. When you are praying, you are building a shield around you. And you yourself, you are not bombable. Salabakata hayas. Atumimini kitasa. Nobody should motivate you to pray. Whether you want to be bombable or non-bombable, it's your own matter. Are you here at all? Seluka parado skeleta levrete. Shale kuata la paranza. Ende debelekeso. Shende beleketo sele. I want you to lift up your hand. Just speak in the spirit. Kola suteli amaro seklete. Intalimalako se perisa. And then deliki patos kulasanda labakutanda labakapaya enteni milikuwa sata labaha edua la marasu teleprete kedula kalafa ratasu kale ikuatara marakasa eshukwa la katata. Oh, come on now. Somebody, can you just open your mouth now? Solia maraku tenia faniza inkorose brekito labadaya ekotenia marakose lepetele itolo kalibazo shakwala marato kaliva esula kalaparo kelesete. Oh, can you just open your mouth and begin to pray? Kolabaru sekloda belezo intala barasa mantata labakapata hata labakapa eshetele beleketele ketele brekete etola brakaka tuzede ikuatala baba suntala bada andele meleketele lekotosa Shakwala batakapahata. Oh, come on, somebody raise your voice. With that understanding, pray, my God. Etenia malagabahasa. Ikoro shebre kulatese. Shokaliba lekepara. Intelemele kokosita. Kitola balikituzoya. Shikwale pereketekezo. Ikutara. Badakatuse Shekuna malaka kapaya Ikondele kopana Sintele para Intele kelepeto seklepe Ikuatala bakapata haza Shekula batakila patos Ikutala balaka pata haza Ikindala bakutanda libikutose Itala bakutala batakaya Shalakapana likipata Intaliba lakutara marakasa Intelemele kekele kose Shelebele gedebeleko Shandi dibidibidi kusa My God barakuse te Ikunda la mantali kutaya Intelimini kutasa Shakunda la bakapa Adunda la perike suta Intelima ruse pre Kuntali bariku saya Atatari mekuse Ikotera bakutaza Atanda la bakatanda la makatanda la hata Intala mataka pata la badaba Isutala babaka pata laba Ikutali miniki lose telebede Isatola kapata Shatili miniki taya Itora baba kapata Sutara baba sitelebe Intali kulasute Itora batali parasa Antuli bitibiti diatos Shantala balagati libitikaha Intola batahata likipataha Intala bakapata lukuza Shakutala bakapata
Ikintala makapanda lakapanda ekentele beleketende lekepende ishandali bikitonda lakapande shapila kutalaya. Holy Spirit, akoreshon dilipata as I commune with you. Give me that effect for preservation. He couldn't libitaya in this hostile environment. Transform me, Matorekea, Intalabatata, Atilibitia Tontai, Intantilibitaya. Sickness will not devour us, demons will not devour us, powers of darkness, let your power transform us, Lord. Ile penia suteya, penia sukoteya, ikutali bikutese, inteli baruketeya, ashanteli bikute, kintuni minikiteya, adule kipa, kadali bikitora pete, keshete lekepete, katula kapata, ikuatara bakata. Everybody partake of your communion as you pray. Ele kulasite itulua sila kapana anda dilate Anthony Matosa entelebeleketo selepeya adule perisateli entaluza panikiata edula perisoteya ashalabata niata. Pray, somebody pray. Shakata rakapata, ikuta rakapata, atilimite kelekete, etore mekete, intalusa para, adata lampara sute, ikadada likite ratoya, hey, shekolaya, adora manda kapataya, intanima roka parasa, adure ketila parasata, antalabato kelepete, entelebele ketoselepe, entantilipitaya, antola pataroseye, eshalepeto liata, intole parasataya, antalusa pereteze, entelima rosalia, intala paroselepe, Antala parusa lepeya, adada la batata, antala batata la ba, entele mele tele pere tete he, shakala bataka la bata, ikula parakata la ba, adula kapata la ba, atele mele keteye, itule malakata, itule mele kita, azule perika, antala manda kapata, enteteru kese, entani parose, entantalabato, italababa, sadalabaha, adora mandali parise, ishatele peya, sickness will not devour you, anything that devours will not have the power to devour you, italuse pere, intatarabatosa, and telemiten telemetete lepete telepete ishalepete libata adula patatala intelibato sele intelemele tele 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 shalebele dele bele gede bede shaka patatala pata katala kapata kataka ikatala kata katala pata ikotola kapata kala pata ashaka papre
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.